Hey guys, welcome back to New Breed Film Reviews. This is Dave, and we are on episode 101. I'm going to be doing a solo review on Captain America Civil War. It's going to be spoiler free, so don't worry. I'm just going to give a mini rant on this. It's probably not going to be a long episode. I'm just going to cut to the chase and get to the point. So Captain America Civil War, here's some of the stats and ratings. IMDb gave it an 8.5. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 91%, which is freaking awesome. Metacritic gave it a 75%. The premise for it goes like this. Bear with me. Following the events of Age of Ultron, the collective governments of the world pass an act designed to regulate all superhuman activity. This polarizes opinion amongst the Avengers, causing two factions to side with Iron Man or Captain America, which causes an epic battle between former allies. It's directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo. It stars Chris Evans as Captain America, Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow, Sebastian Stan as Winter Soldier, which is freaking awesome, Don Cheadle, War Machine, Anthony Mackie, Falcon, Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye, Chadwick Boseman or Bosman as Black Panther. Black Panther was freaking amazing, but I'm going to get to that. Paul Bettany as Vision and Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, which he was pretty great too. So, the movie, cut into the chase, I really enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. I felt like it was one of the better Marvel films. It's right up there with the first Iron Man. It's right up there with Winter Soldier. It's right up there with the first Avengers. It was just really well done. Oh, I forgot who else the movie stars. It stars Tom Holland as the new Spider-Man, and I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But yeah, back to the movie itself. I felt like, I had a good amount of humor in it. Just the right amount of humor. It was action packed. It was like Winter Soldier. It took some of the action from Winter Soldier and just continued it, like, and stepped it up a notch. Like, so if you enjoyed what you saw in Captain America Winter Soldier, you're going to love this movie. As far as like the fighting scenes, you had a lot of heroes on screen, and, Iron Man's team kind of seemed like a crush team. Like it was going to be like a squash match, you know, cause his team was so powerful. But it was very balanced and fair. Like, they gave each hero a fair amount of screen time and proper nods to like their abilities and stuff. And, it was, like I said, it was very balanced, the fighting. And, you know, if you're a fan of any character in the film, nobody got kind of like punked, you know, it was just, very well done. What else I liked about the movie? Black Panther. Black Panther, he was featured in the trailers. He was amazing. Black Panther is, guess what? There's a new kid on the block. Black Panther. I cannot wait for his standalone film. He was just such an intriguing character on screen. You know, like when you look at Batman, there's something about the character is just like captivating on screen, the way he looks, his suit. Same thing with Black Panther. His suit was freaking amazing. I have no issues with the design. He was all black, kind of like with metallic accents. And for those of you who don't know anything about Black Panther, I didn't know too much about him before seeing Civil War. I did my research before, and forgive me if I'm a little bit incorrect on some of these details, but Black Panther is basically a prince or a king to a state of like Africa or a section of Africa. I forgot the name of the place that he lives. I think it's an imaginary section of Africa in the comics, but he has basically unlimited funds. He has a vibranium suit and claws, which is the same type of metal that Captain America's shield is made out of. He has mystically enhanced physical abilities. So he's like super strong, fast reflexes. He is a master of like martial arts. And if I'm not mistaken, he has his own African martial arts style. He's just badass. He was so captivating on screen, and he was so menacing and imposing on screen. And for those of you guys who see the movie, you're going to agree with it. Like, you're going to want to see a Black Panther standalone movie. Another big portion of this movie was Spider-Man. Like, that was a selling point to the movie for people to go check it out. You know, everybody knew that this is going to feature a new Spider-Man, and it was played by a new actor, Tom Holland. And I'm going to be 100% real with this. I'm going to be honest. I was really hating on the new Spider-Man based on the trailers. I didn't like his suit. He looked like light bright, like it was too colorful and bright for my taste. I didn't like his voice. He sounded like a little kid. And I'm like, it's supposed to be Spider-Man, not Spider-Boy. What is this? Guess what? I'm man enough to change my tune. He was awesome. He truly is the best Spider-Man that has been on screen to date. Tom Holland just nailed it, 100% nailed it. And as I'm watching him on screen, I got it. Like, Spider-Man is a kid. You know, he's a high schooler, and I guess that's the true Spider-Man. And it got me, man. Sold. Completely sold. Tom Holland nailed it again. Spider-Man in the movie, he moved the way you would expect Spider-Man to move. He was just awesome. You know, his fighting style, his one-liners, his humor. It was really the best Spider-Man on screen. What else I loved about the movie? The action. I mentioned this, but it was nonstop action. It was the good kind of action, not all super close up where it was like confusing and annoying. It was like the good kind of like wide angle shots where you can kind of fully see what's going on. And, it was great. Very action packed. Effects were top notch. I have no complaints whatsoever on the effects. Great effects for the movie. Some of the weaker points of the film, probably the storyline itself. You know, the storyline was okay. I think it's kind of amazing how they linked up, you know, all these heroes and made them mix together. And the way they introduced Spider-Man was pretty cool. I'm not going to spoil that, but I really like that. The way Black Panther was introduced, I really enjoyed that also. But the story overall, it was okay. What really made the movie for me was the special effects and the action. Like, if you want to see, a popcorn flick, you know, something worth the ticket price, or you're going to escape reality and have fun and watch awesome superhero battles, this movie accomplish that 100%. And I'm just going to get the grade out of the way. I'm going to give, the storyline for me was like a B for like a superhero movie, but the action made up for it and the effects. And I'm going to give Captain America Civil War a B+. I think it's very deserving of a B+. Again, it's one of the better Marvel films. I recommend it 100%. Go see the movie if you like superhero flicks. Go see the movie if you want to be entertained. I personally will own it as soon as it comes out. And like I said, I am waiting for a Black Panther film. To me, he was the highlight of the whole movie. He really stood out the most, and I'm just super intrigued to the character, and I hope they do something with him. So anyway, guys, like I said, it was going to be a short review. I just wanted to get to the point and drop my opinions on the film. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope I steered you in the right direction. Thank you for the plays, the subscriptions. Please subscribe to iTunes. Please rate us on iTunes. We really appreciate the feedback. Email us with, feedback or requests for future episodes. We have a Twitter page. The Twitter page is @NewBreedPodcast. You could follow us on there. We always update the Twitter page with movie news and sometimes comical tweets based on movies. We have our Facebook page, New Breed Film Reviews. We also update that page frequently. So yeah, guys, that's it, man. That's all I got. And until next time, take care.